always great to welcome Ryan Mobilia from Hook Media, who's been with us from time to time here on Sunday Sports Central. I've known Ryan for quite a while through our basketball link, and he's just released his new book, Social Media Scouting Report, Helping Athletes to Shine Online. Mate, you're an author. Magnificent. Well done.
Thanks very much, Brad, and I really appreciate being here. Yeah, it's a very exciting time, and I think the best part of it all is that now it's put together and it can get out there and start really helping some athletes and some aspiring athletes.
Absolutely. Well, Hook Media has been going for a little while. Just for those that aren't aware of your business, give us a quick summation.
Sure. So Hook Media has been around for close to 3 years now, and we work with a variety of organisations, sports organisations, athletes, academies, schools, recruiters to colleges, places like that, that are looking to help tell their story online, or at least help us reach people where we can educate young people looking to fulfil their goals with social media in sport, really, but help them through social media. So we want them to avoid mistakes that are pretty easily avoidable in some of this stuff that's costing people opportunities, and we're seeing it all the time.
That's a very good point. I mean, media, for athletes now, it's just part of the job, isn't it? If you sign up to be an elite athlete, the demands on you, and I saw it for a month covering the world of tennis, and it's interesting, Ryan, because I actually think they do too much media. And sometimes it loses a little bit of its appeal to certain organisations who are trying to interview them. But they're so big also, tennis players, on social media, because it's such a global sport. They're away from, particularly for fans here in Australia. I mean, it's only here for a month and they travel for 11 months. So social media is the best way for those tennis players, as an example, just to communicate with the outside world, take people on a bit of their adventure, because they're just going from one spot to the next. But, it's a big role. You've either got to embrace it, or if you don't embrace it, you're gonna find difficulties in just surviving as a top level athlete.
Yeah, and I think, as you said, it's not going away.
No.
So it's something you need to be prepared for. As a young athlete, or as a person that's out of the spotlight as an athlete, you need to be prepared that spotlight's coming. Mm. And when it comes, it's very bright. And you notice that when you see an athlete maybe win their first competition, or sign a contract, or become a brand ambassador or for a sponsor.
Yeah.
The spotlight comes on and people go, okay, what's this person all about? Where can I find out more about them? They go straight to social media and they look at how this person's telling their story. What are they known for if I look through their social media? And if you haven't been thinking about it and preparing, cleaning up your social media as you go, or at least trying to put your values across on social media, you can be in for some trouble.
Well, just take me through a bit about your book and the key parts of it. And, of course, people can pick up a copy. And obviously, there's a lot of people who listen to SEM who are sports people themselves or involved in high-level sport. Well, this can certainly relate. You go through a few different sections here, from learning to doing to winning, and concluding with, is it all worth it? And just break it down for us and some of the content in your book.
Yeah, sure. So the book is a collection of resources, of educational resources I've been sharing through my work over the last few years. And I found that different athletes at different points of their journey can find benefits with social media. Mm. And I really like talking about that, the tagline, shine online, the positive side of it all. How can you use it to set yourself apart and decide what you want to be known for? So the book goes through in the initial part of it all, and I think that's the number one problem and opportunity for athletes at the moment, is around awareness. So it starts with talking about, having that awareness of who's in your audience, how what you post now can affect you in the future, and deciding that and understanding that your audience is probably much larger than you think it is. So, the potential audience for a post on social media is unlimited. It's everyone. And that's a good and a bad thing, potentially, depending on what you're posting. So we talk about awareness and making sure that particularly the younger athletes are thinking about thinking about what they're putting out there and not missing those opportunities to get a scholarship, to get a placement in a representative team if they want to represent their state or their country. And then we move through to taking action. When they say, all right, okay, I understand that my social media is being looked at, how can I start telling my story and decide what I want to be known for? So we give some tips there. It's a lot of practical stuff. And what's the best way to describe yourself in your bio, or what should your profile picture look like, or your username? How can you stand out from the crowd? And you've got athletes have a lot of things they want to be known for on field or on the track,
yep.
Some values. If people go to your social media, will they find those similar things? So you're known for your teamwork, you're known for your leadership on the field, but is that stuff coming through in your social media. And then we move through to advantage. So different athletes will be at different stages. If an athlete that wants to get an advantage from social media, then maybe they want to get sponsorship. Maybe they want to get into the media themselves. Maybe they just want to start, you know, building their online personal brand to become more valuable.
Yep.
That's what we move through towards the end of the book.
So fine line, isn't it? Because, you know, we want, as people in the media, we want sports people to be engaging. We want them to take us inside their world. So we want them to be a little bit out there in terms of how they actually spruik themselves, but they've also got to be careful about how far they go. So I'm just keen to dig that a little bit further and what your view on that is, because we don't want them to, I mean, they can be on social media, but we don't want them to be dull and boring, but we also don't want them to get themselves into a situation where it's too controversial, which is detrimental to their careers.
Yeah, so I think you need to be aware of your audience, and that, you know, yes, you can say things online and you can post things, but you need to be aware that there are consequences and you have to deal with those. So, you know, I like to get athletes to think about, you know, what are some of the things you want to be known for, and how can you start sharing content related to that? You know, do you want to share your leadership skills, your persistence, your dedication? Athletes are doing some amazing things, as we know, as we follow along.
Yep.
Some things that, you know, the regular person, the everyday person, find amazing. And as you said, you don't want them doing boring stuff. So much about an athlete's journey people find interesting. I mean, it's people love following along with those behind-the-scenes stories.
Yep.
So use it as a platform to build other people up. There's plenty of examples of athletes that do that well in terms of in Australia. You know, you're thinking Michael Clarke's, the Kaia Simons, the Tim Cahill's. You know, internationally, the Serena Williams, LeBron James. Those guys really use their social media to lift other people up. You know, be thankful for what they've got, show support to their team and their community, and you know, be really good role models.
You've done obviously a lot of speaking to athletes and groups over, you know, since you've started up Hook Media. Ryan, what's the feedback you get, or when you're in those sort of discussions with you know, young athletes who clearly have got ability, are going to kick on, they're going to get into professional ranks and going to have you know, possibly long careers. What sort of feedback do you get from them about social media?
Yeah, I get quite an interesting mix, really, because often their social media lessons have come from school.
Yep.
In the first instance, and that's something we didn't have, but these kids have had. And it's more tends to be towards the, you know, locking down your privacy settings, going behind that privacy wall, you know, not posting too much about yourself. You know, that safe cyber safety stuff, which is smart for younger people. But then they get to the point where they want to be noticed. You know, they want to be recruited. They want to, you know, get their name out there. And so it's that balance. Some of the questions they have, you know, surely people wouldn't go all the way back through all my posts. You know, well, yes, this is happening. They are.
Yep.
You know, I had someone request me, you know, and what was I meant to do? I had to add him back because I wanted to be, I wanted to be introduced, and I wanted to get that opportunity. So I had to spend 24 hours going back through my social media. So it's a lot of, you know, how much should I give away? How much privacy should I have set up? I think you want to make sure that if people are only going to be able to get a small snapshot of you, whether, you know, and it's absolutely appropriate for some people to have their privacy settings really tight, but what's in your profile picture? What's in your cover image? How much can you display without giving away too much personal information?
Yeah, it's a good call. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go into this in a little bit more depth. Ryan Mobilia is with me, Hook Media. You can jump on the Hook Media website and find out about Ryan's business. And also, he's just released his book, Social Media Scouting Report, Helping Athletes to Shine Online. More of this to come right after this. Welcome back at 24 past four. Ryan Mobilia, my guest. Social Media Scouting Report, Helping Athletes to Shine Online. It's a new book put out by Ryan at Hook Media, of course, a fabulous organisation, Helping Athletes to Shine Online. And you can grab hold of Ryan's services by heading to the Hook Media website. This is a good read. When's it available? When's it out and about, Ryan?
It's available to purchase right now on our website at hookmedia.com.au, or you can, you know, go even deeper in the /book. It'll be right there for you. So that's its home at the moment. But yeah, we're really excited about getting it out into a wider audience.
I just wanted to focus a little bit on section three of your book. Advantage winning is the section. Optimizing your online profile, following leaders, a winning game plan. Just sort of break that down for me once you're in those sort of professional ranks.
Yeah, sure. Look, you know, once you've decided, okay, I want to use social media to be positive online and showcase myself, how can I take it to the next level? How can I, you know, be someone that people want as a brand ambassador or as a sponsor? How can I be someone that others look up to? And I think it's really important to, you know, start with that almost journalistic model of the inverted pyramid. You know, what's the most important stuff that people can learn about me?
Yep.
How can I make that really clear and obvious to begin with? You know, it's as small as having your bio, you know, with your values in it, having your bio with links to your charity you support, all those sort of things starts building up your presence online. And then it's also about, you know, as we move into following the leaders. So who are the leaders in the space? Who are the people you look up to? Therefore, modeling off them and becoming that example to the younger people. And then finally, you know, once you've decided you really want to push it, just having that winning game plan is more about being strategic and deciding, okay, well, this is what my year looks like you would plan any sort of competition preparation. How can I promote myself and how can I make sure I'm leveraging the things I'm doing, the opportunities I've got to share my story and other things in the best way? So that's more strategic tips, I guess, in terms of saying, oh, you know, it might be an introduction to, or maybe I want to branch out into LinkedIn. Maybe I want to branch out into another platform. Maybe I want to try some video. Maybe I want to, you know, every Monday put out a specific piece of content, answer a fan question, show some love to the people that are supporting me, or give people a training tip. Some really, you know, things that can be consistent and a little bit strategic.
And this is big picture stuff too, isn't it? Because, I mean, your career, I mean, it's going to differ from one athlete to the next. You might only have a short time, a short little window, or you might have a prolonged career, but it's all about, well, gee, my actual playing side might be done by the, you know, time I'm 30. I've got a lot of living to do. I've got to set myself up for the next stage. So all this certainly is for the long term.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's not just moving into, you know, another sporting area where a lot of ex-athletes turn into media or administration. You know, it's thinking, what have you been talking about on your social media profiles?
Yep.
You know, if you've been laying into the administrators of your sport and all of a sudden an opportunity comes up for you to work there afterwards, how's that going to look? You know, it's also about building that profile so you're ready when your sport concludes or your playing days conclude to, you know, step into those other roles. As, you know, someone I do sessions with always says, you know, the ball stops bouncing one day for everyone. You know, you've got to start thinking about this, and not just athletes, it's people in general, because, you know, this is your reputation.
Yep, absolutely. Mate, you've got a couple of workshops coming up we should give a mention to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've teamed up with, you know, a couple of other experts in their field to create Champion School. So we've got two workshops coming up in the next couple of months. I'll be talking on social media. Another Hook Media member, Davin Scargetta, will be talking on media skills. We've got a sponsorship for athletes expert, Vicky Saunders, and Joanne Love is our mindset and performance athlete expert. So it's for young athletes. All the information's on championschool.com.au, and we're really excited to, you know, bring that picture and that education to athletes off field.
Yeah, great stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hookmedia.com.au is the website. So find out all about the business. And you can, of course, purchase a copy of the book, Social Media Scanning Report, Helping Athletes to Shine Online. It'll be a good read. I'll look forward to... Is this my copy?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you very much. You've got to get you to sign it, mate, because you've become an author now. So I'm very proud of you. So I'm keen to have a read of that later on tonight, because even for, you know, someone like myself in a broadcasting role, I mean, social media I had to be probably talked into about 3 or 4 years ago. But I must say, Twitter is the best thing going around. And Facebook is... If you use social media the right way, it is the most beneficial tool you can have.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Absolutely.
Ron. Good on you, mate. Thanks for coming in. Grab a copy of the book, hookmedia.com.au.